This is Wade Rathier with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Minnesota's legislature raised the state minimum wage there to $9.50 per hour by 2016 for large employers. Louisiana's legislative committees voted down minimum wage increases at both $8.25 per hour and $10.10 per hour, while making the Bible the official book the same day. Someone threw a shoe at Hillary Clinton before she spoke to the Scrap Recycling Association in Vegas. Luckily, it wasn't a piece of scrap iron. Murder rates are higher in the Americas than the rest of the world. San Pedro Sula in Honduras is the highest city, and as a country, Honduras leads with 90 murders per 100,000 population. Kathleen Sebelius, head of HHS and former governor of Kansas, stepped down after the Affordable Care enrollment's first stage finished to go past and take the responsibility for the initial rollout problems. 84% of the police departments in the country and cities do not have residency requirements for cops in the cities they patrol. Stephen Colbert from Comedy Central replaced David Letterman at late night. A review of the police department of Albuquerque by the Justice Department is scathing when it came to consideration of excessive force. Border crossings have risen again, mostly from Central American countries of Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. Controversy breaks out in New York State now as the governor shuts down a corruption panel after 9 months. Two GM engineers involved in a fatal ignition switch problems have been suspended by the company. Improving revenue as the recession declines has reduced the federal governmental deficit by $187 billion to $413 billion. Collections were up 16% and spending was down 14%. Heartland computer password corruption is estimated to take a couple of years to clean up, with experts divided on whether you should change your passwords. But with most saying yes, do so, maybe in a week or two. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and KBFFM 88.3 at www.kbf.org.